This is Fireballing Through College. Fireballing Through College.
The actual hell we're doing, because we're strong and independent women.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Fireballing Through College podcast. This is one of your co-hosts, Camila.
And I'm your other one, Catherine.
So we're really excited about this episode because I think it's going to be a really fun one.
Oh my gosh.
So we just wanted to recap a little bit about last week's episode, Let's Talk Porn, because we had a few people reach out to us and tell us like maybe it's not all bad and like we might have been like exaggerating a little bit. And we just want to say we know, like, at least the men in our lives probably, most likely, I'm pretty sure, don't watch cannibalism porn or all these weird fetishes with porn. And we know the issues that we mentioned is probably with people that are addicted to porn, and it's a few rather than all men. So we just, like, wanted to mention that, like, we definitely know. We just thought it was interesting how it can lead young men to this weird fetishes. And we want to say, though, like, regarding the porn industry, we really do wish that people are more conscious about where they get their porn from, because that's really important. So I guess that's the message that we wanted to give.
Absolutely. And I just think that, like, one of my main points with the cleanse is obviously I'm not addicted to porn, and neither is the person who I got the book from. And I do think that it has been beneficial to the both of us to just do the cleanse, even if it wasn't for all 3 months. And you don't have to be addicted to porn to want to kind of clean your brain of some of the stuff that they have in it.
But yeah, that's got that out of the way. Yeah. Today's episode, partially inspired by one of our lovely friends, Jesus, we are going to make an episode about how to, I don't know, flirt, pick up guys, girls.
I think it's just funny because obviously if anybody who's listened to the podcast can tell, like, Camila and I are two very different people, and we have two very different approaches to sliding in on men to just demonstrate how different we are from each other. And I genuinely enjoy making the first move, and I feel like it's kind of this fun game to see, like, if they like me, if they don't like me, like, how, like, kind of sly and charming can I be?
Oh my God. No, that brings me so much anxiety. So what are some things we have been doing during quarantine? Because it's been hard.
Yeah, it has been hard. I haven't flirted in at least 6 months.
I mean,
I don't know.
In person.
Yeah, in person. But this is definitely something Camila and I both do, even, like, regardless of our differences in our tactics, we both, like, slide in real life and in person just kind of a little bit. But during COVID, we like tell each other when we do this, like, hey, I slid in on someone today.
Yay, look at
this
her.
Is what he said. I know, we're like, woohoo, sending like the text message with like confetti, like
just celebration. But usually we do it like on Instagram, or like at least I did. And I think one of the best ways to slide into someone's DMs on Instagram is just reacting to their stories. I think that's very, like,
it's so sly.
It is. And like, if they don't say anything later, like, then you know, you never do it again. Fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be a creep and like do it several times if they don't say anything. That's just weird.
I definitely have hit up people that I know are doing something super fun that I don't have the opportunity to do because I'm at my house. So, I mean, it's kind of enjoyable for me in a way that, you know, I get to know what other people are doing. But also, the good thing about sliding in is I genuinely also enjoy talking to people. So, like, I slide in on my friends, too.
Yeah, same.
Like, you don't know if I'm sliding in because I think you're hot or because I'm just interested in what you're doing, or because I want to be your friend. It's just, like, you never know. So you can never be like, oh, you hit me up. I'm like, no, I was just curious. What are you talking about?
Me? Nah. So yeah, I think that's a good one.
But so yeah, once we slide in, a little something of what we do like in person. Camila and I are both, we both enjoy the smiley, giggly, dancing cute route.
No, it's not that I enjoy. That's the only route I can go. It's just like the only thing I know how to do.
It works. I mean, it doesn't, but it definitely does.
So I was talking to Catherine, and I think when we go out clubbing, like the only way I make my move or like I shoot my shot is just like, I'm not even shooting my shot. I'm just like dancing and like smiling and hope that someone will see. Isn't that so sad? My favorite part is the
when you go up to the bar and you're like, I'll just stick my butt out like just a little bit. Because I definitely think that you're the only person who's thought about it, but every girl does it. Like, why would you
pass for your butt to look good? Here's the thing. I just ask for a cup of water. And I like ask for like 10 cups of water a night. So I'm always like, okay, this is it. I just go to the bar. I'm like, hey, can I have a glass with water? And then I just like stick my butt out.
Can we, like,
does it work? No, it doesn't.
Does it make any sense? I'm sure it's worked though. I'm sure like at least somebody has been like, So yeah, but I definitely think once you've already like, hey, and I know that you have like a little, Camila likes to use her little foreignness to her advantage in these situations.
I do. So the thing is, I usually ask people where they're from, because then the second question is them asking me where I'm from. And I'm like, oh, I'm from Chile. And it's just like, it sparks a conversation so easily because they just like ask me like, oh, which part or blah, 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 about like all my history. And then it's like, boom, easy, you know? And I love to talk about Chile. So that's perfect.
Yeah. Your voice goes up like 10 octaves when you say it. You're like, soy chilena.
What else?
Okay, so yeah, and then I also think, like, I know that there's this thing on Tinder about, like, hitting up women with specific pickup lines, but I also really like to be a part of that game as well.
And you're really good at it.
I definitely, like, have searched online, like, how, like, what pickup lines to use on men. This is, like, really probably, I don't know if I could, this is, like, the only embarrassing, this isn't embarrassing.
This is not embarrassing, dude. It worked.
I know, but still, it's like, I can't believe those words came out of my text. I said, fuck me if I'm wrong, but I swear we've met before. That sounds pretty sly to me. Like, if a guy said that to me, I knew that I would be kind of, I would laugh and be like, that's, you know, funny. You're sly. You're charming. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it worked, so.
It worked. It really did.
You pull those first moves and be confident and do your thing. On the topic of the dancing and the smirking, it's just unfair because it doesn't work in America, but it definitely worked for me elsewhere, so I put it in here. If you're too scared to make a move, then just dance and show those pearly whites.
Show those pearly whites. Love that.
Yeah, so I would say this tactic does not work in America, as Camila and I can both say. But I do, the first night, this is like legendary moment for me. Like, I just, every time I think about this, it makes me smile again and again. When I was out with Elizabeth and our friend Sabrina when we were in Spain, it was the first night out. And I had told Elizabeth, I was like, Elizabeth, while I'm in Spain, my goal is to find an Italian man. Like, this is just like my
old. She goes to Spain to find an Italian man. Oh, wow. Poor Spain.
You knew I was also doing this too. Like, everyone knew I wanted to do this when I went to Spain because I watched the show, Baby. This is my calling. So I get to the first bar. I walk in. I'm in there for like 20 seconds. And this very attractive man is like standing there looking at me. And so I just like turned at him and I smiled because like in America, you smile at everyone. You don't like, it doesn't mean anything when you smile like just at someone. It just means you're nice. And then I remember the guy was like, yeah, no, if a woman smiles at a guy in a club in Europe, like it means that like you're flirting because no one smiles. I'm like, oh my God, I just smiled. I just made a move. What do I do? What's happening? Like, I'm going to have to speak Spanish and I'm going to have to be nice to this man. But anyways.
Like, that's like problematic. I smile too much. That's not okay. No.
So yeah, thank you, Italian man, if you're listening to this, because you made my life. You turned my life around.
Okay. I love that, because talking about making moves at clubs, I once, and this traumatized me forever, and never have I ever done a move ever again in my life.
Oh my God. I remember this night distinctly.
I don't know why I made such a big deal out of it. I was being very dramatic. But I had this crush for the longest time on this guy that was in one of my classes.
Camila's still embarrassed about this, and this was like approximately a year ago.
Okay, I'm like flushed. Anyway, I had this biggest crush in him, and like we would sit next to each other in class all the time. Probably not on purpose. I just sat there and he sat next to me. Probably he didn't even care. Anyway, and we talked a few times, and I saw him at the club, and I was like, okay, this is my time to make the move. Like, I'm going for it. I'm doing it. And so I walked to him and I started talking, and we talked for a long time. And then I started flirting with him, but it was so obvious.
But you were also like dancing and like shimmying. You were like, hee hee.
So the thing is, I was being really sloppy and I was all over him, and it was so obvious. I was very embarrassed. And then I was like, oh yeah, I'm from Chile, whatever. And he says, oh yeah, my girlfriend's from Spain. And then my heart stopped. And I just left. And I felt so embarrassed and like so bad, because probably I put him in such an awkward situation and I did not want to do that. And then I was like, guys go through this like their entire lives, you know? Like, why am I so embarrassed? Like, that happens all the time to guys. I shouldn't be embarrassed. But
yeah, see, this is why I think we have different levels of embarrassing stories, because I just don't get embarrassed very quickly, because if someone's not interested, I'm like, okay. But finally, I think a great tactic that I definitely think that guys have used on me, and I've probably used on some guy, I don't know, but like just academic help, because we're all in college, so like people are struggling. I'm struggling.
Yeah.
And so when someone who actually knows the information volunteers to assist me, then I mean, yes. And if he's really attractive, then yeah. If he's not attractive but he's very smart, then also yeah, because like I'm blown away by his intelligence, and then I want to date him and I love him for the rest of my life for getting me an A in a class.
Okay, but here's the thing. I've been telling Catherine for the longest time that it's so hard to flirt in English, and I don't know how to do it. I don't. And I always struggle, because like I don't think I'm bad at flirting in Spanish, but in English it's just a different thing. And it's either I get my words confused or I make a fool out of myself. And this one time I was at the mall. I just arrived to the US. My English was not that good at the beginning. And I was at H&M, I think. And I bought like something else in another store, and the cashier that I was like paying, he said something. He like asked me something, trying to be flirty. And I didn't really understand what he said. And I thought he said like, do you want a receipt? And so I said, no. And then he looked at me very awkwardly. And I like stared back very awkwardly. Oh my God. And he was like, did you just say no to me? And I was like, yeah. Anyway, it turned out he was asking me what I bought on the other store.
I just like, if you think that's awkward, I really, really, really wish you were there in Spain to witness me speaking Spanish to men who did not know a single word of English.
That's true. I don't like, know why.
I wasn't embarrassed, because like, obviously, like I was speaking a foreign language I don't know. So, like, if you think that's embarrassing, Camila, I wish you were there.
I mean, I did pull the foreign card, because I, like, pretended like I didn't know English.
You're like, oh my God. But you are foreign. That's not a foreign card, you earned it.
I mean, but yeah, I guess. But I just use it when it's convenient. I'm like, oh, I don't know English. I'm sorry. Me no hablo inglés. Anyway, but that's not my only failed story with languages. So not only do I not know how to flirt in English, I've made a fool of myself trying to pretend like I know other languages. And so I was talking to this guy and we were talking about like our favorite movies, and he like sent me a list of his favorite movies. This man is Italian and he sent me like two movies, and I was like, oh, I've never watched those movies, or like I've never watched French movies or something like that. And I said like the movies were French.
Oh my gosh.
And then he was like, oof, that's Italian. I was like, oh no, shit. Embarrassed.
Oh my
God. And then this other time, like we mentioned on another episode, I have like an Arab like heritage. I don't know. My roots, my great grandparents came from Arab countries to Chile. And in my family, we do not speak Arabic, but we do have some slang that we use, which is, I'm sure it's not like how you actually pronounce those Arab words, but like we still use it in like our own pronunciation. And I was talking to a guy that was Arab and I was like, oh yeah, like I know some Arab words.
Okay. I think I would be embarrassed about this too. I would. I really would.
Pretending like I actually know. Oh my God. And like he was like, oh really? Like what words? And I just like,
I said
the word and he just like stared at me really confused. And then I like tried to pronounce it with like a more Arab accent, which I don't know what that sounds like.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so after that, no longer will I ever pretend like I know any other language than Spanish and a little bit of English.
And a little bit of English. Okay, so now that you've heard how we like to slide in, now Camille and I are just going to give a little something. Yeah, I'm like, where was I going with that? About how we like to be hit on.
So one of the things that have worked for me in the past that completely, like a guy completely got me when he said it, I was like walking in the club, minding my own business with my friends, and he like grabbed me and stopped me. This sounds really bad. It was like romantic. It was not... It was good.
I'm scared. What's happening?
Dude, you know, he just said, you're beautiful. And I was like, oh my God, what? I don't know. I think it's very cheesy. And probably he tells that to a bunch of girls. It was not only me. But I don't know. I feel like growing up, I always used to get like, oh, you're hot compliment. And like guys are usually, oh, this woman's hot. But when someone tells you you're beautiful, it's beyond your body. So I think hearing someone say you're beautiful when you don't hear it as often, I don't know, I like that.
No, yeah, and I definitely think the fact that he had the confidence to just pull you away,
I know,
and just tell you to your face is very hot. And that reminds me of a time when I was in Spain, like I said, the audacity of the Spanish men, like who let them do this? I was at the club and a guy like tucked my hair behind my ear and was like, you look so beautiful tonight.
Oh,
and
I was God, like, stop.
And also he's like telling me this in a foreign language. I was like, just please stop, stop. Like, you can't do this to me. Like, I'm.
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful compliment, it works.
It really does. Except Camila says that. But like, I've been in the club when guys are like, you are stunning. And Camila's like, hee, I'm going to go dance over here.
Stop. No, that's not what I say.
But it just depends. Camila's like, this is effective. And then some guy's like, you are stunning. And Camila's like,
Bye. No, I guess, yeah. There has to be a connection. If not, it doesn't work. There has to be a mutual attraction. That's right. But then if you want to find another way to flirt with girls in a club scenario, we were saying like we both love to dance and we have a lot of fun dancing. And I think a really good way is just like being silly and like approaching a girl and like dancing very silly around them. I think that's always funny. And I appreciate that.
Exactly. But also, like, I think that there's a difference between like some guy like trying to break dance and someone that's like, come dance with me, like let me twirl you around.
The twirling that works. Yeah, but okay, here's the thing, you have to do it right, because I feel like most guys just like twirl you around and they're like, okay, bye. And I don't know if that was their only goal. But like, if you're really trying to get with someone, like twirl and do something else, just don't leave. Right?
Like, Camila's like, the science behind the twirl.
don't twirl me around and you're gonna leave.
I've never gotten told leave. I don't think I've ever experienced that one.
I think that's a very classic move in Chile. I don't know why.
But. No, I was thinking, I think it's like a Hispanic Latino thing because I've never seen like an American man. God forbid someone. I just cannot imagine any American guys I know doing that ever.
I can imagine an American guy doing that ever. But here's the thing, because I'll never forget an American guy told one of our Latina friends, oh, you Latinas never give us Americans guy a chance. Like, no, if you behave the way you do at a club, we're not. Damn. Learn.
You better behave.
You better troll me right.
You better.
I'm probably gonna cut this part.
I think it's hilarious. I love your science behind the tour.
But no, I mean, I'm kidding. Of course, we love American boys. We love foreign boys as well. We love them all.
But I think just like in general, even if like the twirl is not your vibe, to just like be funny and goofy. And like, I know that even if you're not in a club and you're just like, you know, chatting with somebody at a party, you just met them, and just being funny is so effective. I know a very close friend of ours, when she first met her ex-boyfriend, he was super like silly and funny and made like this joke, and she was like, oh, like he's just like so awesome and a great person to be around. And I think that's so true. So if you're like super confident and super funny, I feel like all of those men are owning the game, because all of my inhibitions go away when you're funny and charming and confident.
I'm because like then we can be goofy and like funny with you too, because I hope you guys know by now, we are very goofy people and we love to laugh. And we crack heads, the both of us. So
yeah, we are.
Absolutely. I need someone to match that energy.
Yeah, if you're not as crackhead of Camila, when she's like going over her embarrassing stories, like, I'm so sorry.
Get out. But talking about being funny and goofy, I think one of the best ways to conquer my heart on DMs is if you send me memes. And for Catherine especially, you know what she wants.
Yeah. Which is funny because guys catch on so fast. Like I'm
catching. You don't hide it that well.
Okay. Shh. I know anybody who follows me, honestly, at this point from the podcast is like, this girl, like in her cat's gut. Put them away, please. But I'm getting like cat memes daily, and I appreciate that. Like I will always, always respond to a cat meme. Always. Yes. So those men are also owning the game for me.
They are. I mean, I love the meme game because it just shows that that person thought of you when they saw that meme. And that just makes me so happy.
Yeah, me too. This is just an example of a guy trying to be funny and it went wrong. Again, I'll bring up, like, I feel like all of the weird encounters / positive encounters I had with men were all in Spain. But this one guy... I was wearing these glasses. I'm sure you've seen them. They're my red ones. And they're like Bad Bunny glasses.
Yes, love that.
It was the same night that Bad Bunny like released his album. And this guy came up to me and he was like, hey, can I wear your glasses? Can I take a picture on them? I was like, sure. And then afterwards, he like started introducing himself. He spoke very good English. But he was like, you know, like I was like, oh yeah, I'm from America. Or sorry, the United States. And he started speaking to me in English and he was like, oh yeah, my name is Jesus. And I was like, no, in the United States, we will call you Jesus. Like, that's just what you say. He was like, no, it's Jesus. But the compliments thing, oh my gosh, this one guy kept trying to tell me I was so beautiful in English for like 5 minutes. And I was like so embarrassed. For me, because I had no idea what he was saying. So I kept saying like, como, como, como. And he was like, you are so beautiful. And I was like, oh my gosh, has he been saying me that for the last 10 minutes? And I haven't understood a single word.
Poor guy. He's just trying to tell you're pretty, man.
But at the same time, that was probably me trying to flirt with all of the guys who only spoke Spanish. And they were like, what the actual heck?
No, no, your Spanish is really good. Shut up.
No.
Yes, it is.
I were like,
Spanish God. Queen.
So anyways, if you guys, this is like a cheat sheet right here.
Yeah, I mean, now you know how to hit us up. LOL.
Hey. And then for people to know that Camila and I are really acting like crackheads in real life. It's not just on the microphone.
It's not. Okay, well, I hope you guys enjoy. This was fun for us. I've been laughing a lot.
Yeah, I love reminiscing all of these stories.
Good times.
Because it's only from the embarrassing things that you learn. It's the truth.
It really is.
Yeah, if you like this episode, give us a like, subscribe, rate.
You know the drill.
Yeah, you know. Hit us up on Instagram. Tell us something funny. We like to hear everyone's funny stories. If you have like a tip for us on how to improve our game and your guy.
Very appreciated.
Yeah. And if you're a girl and you can help us improve our game, Camila and I need it as well. And you know, and if you use my pickup line from Tinder and it works for you, please let me know. Because I want to be not the only person in this world who has used that. Thank you.
Okay, love you all. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.